There will be no change to your 401k. That's what President Donald Trump tweeted this morning in response to reports that House Republicans are considering reducing the amount of pre-tax contributions that people can make to their retirement account. The president tweeted, "This has always been a great and popular middle-class tax break that works, and it stays," end quote. Well, joining us now with more is Jill Schlesinger. She's business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi there, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, so this is a big deal in retirement and planning circles here. What exactly were House Republicans considering?
Well, there was a little bit of a floated idea here where maybe there would be a limit as to how much money that goes into a 401k pre-tax, getting that exemption, would be capped at. And there were some thoughts around $2,400. And, you know, that, think about this. Right now, you can put up to $18,000 in a 401k or a 457 or a 403b, and going up to $18,500 next year. So imagine that just $2,400 of that would be able to go in pre-tax. That would be a big deal.
Well, you're at the $16,000 reduction.
Yeah, okay, but not a lot of people are maxing out, okay? So we already know that that maxing out part of it really does favor people who make a lot of money. But the problem is that the folks who don't make as much money, they like getting that tax deduction. They like knowing that I put $1,000 into my 401k, but it really only cost me about $750 because Uncle Sam helped chip in with the $250 because I'm not getting taxed on that money. And there was a real concern among a lot of certified financial planners and retirement experts. This is going to cause some people to actually put less money away from retirement at a time where we don't have enough people contributing to retirement.
Yeah. But Jill, let me ask you, what was the impetus behind this idea to begin with? Was it to pay for tax cuts?
Well, yeah. I mean, the idea is that if you actually limit this deduction or exemption, it would actually be able to raise about $115 billion in this fiscal year. Now, that's something really interesting because remember, part of the plan that is going on right now is what is the impact over the next 10 years, right? Because beyond 10 years, we're not thinking about too far. And when you put the money in after tax for a retirement contribution, the net effect for the government doesn't occur for decades down the line. That's why Roth IRAs, they actually can be a very good vehicle where you pay your full tax today, you put money into a retirement account. When you pull the money out later, you don't have to pay a tax. So that's good for you, not so good for the government. But in this plan, it's the short term, which is really the focus and how to raise money in the short term.
Okay. And now, of course, we don't know if this idea is going to have any legs because the president tweeted what he did, that he doesn't want any changes. But in the last, 40 seconds that we have here, Jill, I'm just curious, does when the taxes hit for 401ks, does it actually change how much people do put in and when? Because it seems like there's some evidence that it actually doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's hard with retirement, it's hard for us to get anyone to contribute any money at any point, okay?
Right.
And so we know that we need to do a better job. The problem that I see in this plan is, again, just like healthcare, you'd be taking away something that people have, and that's awfully hard to do. There are other ways to raise money in the tax code. I think this one is going to be hitting a brick wall, not just because of people, but also because of the financial services lobby.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money, and the podcast Better Off. Always great to talk with you, Jill. Thanks.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.